Annie.
What was it like in the mills?
Oh, hard. Awfully hard. So you got used to it, but it was long hours. You started at 8 in the morning to 8 at night, but we're digging in at 7 for to clean the frames. I had 3 frames to clean because you needed the money. Well, you got a shilling for each spinner if you cleaned their frames and did their ends, long, long frames. Have you ever seen a frame? It's hard work. But you got used to it. But you worked to Saturday at 12 o'clock. And my mother and my sisters worked here now, two sisters. And they were shifters. My mother was a shifting wifey. There was two shifting wifeys in our place, and then there was another two shifting wifeys, Ben Hoos, and then in the other place was another shifting wifey. There was 5 or 6 over the in the mill, and they looked after the shifters and the piecers to do the frames. They blew a whistle and you'd turn in like blazes and shift. You carried to put a bag around your waist. We had the bobbins in it, big bobbins, where you filled it. As soon as you stopped shifting, you come back again and filled out your baggy and waited on the next whistle for the frames half filling up and the bobbins were had to be right full. Well, you shifted them and put them in a box and you put empty bobbins on and then you fixed them up and the frame went.
That must have been heavy work.
Oh, it was heavy. No wonder we were marked around the stomach, right bothered with your... Because you tied it around your waist, this bag, and it had to be eye full. Some shuffling wifeys weren't a bad, but other ones were affy. Oh, wicked. Wicked. Some of the women were hard, you know, the drunk and the snuffed and the other things that they did.
Did you have any customs at the mill if one of the lassies was getting married?
They dressed them up and put them in a barry and had a boy kind of poise to cray them and you filled it with sadness and nothing and put flowers. She did up, that was a bokey. And she come to another and dressed as the best maid and they dressed them up. And they took them away, doing the hall and roughly the works, and come away doing the top of the hall under the clock and ass song, and made chainies around her, and then you went up to their mother's house and you got a cup of tea. Sometimes you got a sherry, other times so it began to get better as you got older. We went to inns and the dresses and nothing were bra. Oh God, eh. And took him in a pony and trap. We were all in the strap getting took him. And the wee pony, what a shame. We were all slim in these days. And we took away him to the mothers and, oh, God, they got stick-pen tatties and nothing. Some of them were great, but years when we were younger, it was just a cup of tea, sometimes a wee sherry, other times just the tea and... maybe a pastry it was going or a bun, anything. But as they begin to get older, it was swankier. The dresses and nothing. Oh, they used to bring in their own dresses. What a four, we used to bring in old things out of the rag store. We used to go into the rag store and get rags and mark up things for them and dress them up and dress up dollies and nothing. When any of them was expected. And then at the holiday time, you had your bunched up for to hear something special. Get pies and brideys brought in, and a bottle of sherry, chip sherry. The shuffling wifey, that was the only day you were allowed it, but you hurried up and got your work done and sat down and you had your burst up with the credit. My father worked in Gilroy's. And the day they went to the day works, so he worked his days. Hard worker, must admit. An old crab, he always had to be strict. Couldn't look at a paper. You couldn't be a mind of getting my ears pierced now while we must sell. You see, 16, 14, it was first, it was a perm. And just come in, oh, well, we myself, because I'd had this fifth shilling perm saved up for 10 weeks. And I tell we did come in and put us under the well. Because you used to have big baits, the old grey, big, heavy baits, and you used to give you cheeky around, you'd see your hand back, you got one after the other, the baits, and you'd darn and move a while until he threw the baits. You couldn't look at my father. If see me mucking faces up in here, he'd be looking in the glass and he'd see me. We didn't get off with a thing. Not a thing. My father just lifted his hand to you. I mean, he wasn't the only one. A lot of the men were like that years ago. Just, what would you call them? Say cowards. The lifted their fists. He was hard. He left when he was 83. Do you ken what happened when he was 83? He died in Victoria Hospital with cancer. And we were up in the house getting it cleaned, and my niece was getting it. And my sister says, Annie, there's somebody at the door. And they went by the door, and this man says, it's Mr. Brunan. And I says, my father, Mr. Brown. He says, eh. He says, I've got a job on for him, and he kens the job at the den. He was awfully good at that, kind of picking the right days and that. And he says, I've got a job on, and I ken it, he's up in years and that, but you see, he kens the job. And my sister says, do you ken who old my father is? He says, no, he's a good worker. And we says, we didn't ken he was working doing at that factory. Because he'd left his work, finished, I mean, retired. And that was him, money for drink. And she says, well, news for you, my father was buried today.